First, I wanted to welcome Joshua, an ambassador from our Monday night cheer, Rabbi Proctor. It's always a pleasure to have you come. And there were some other people from Monday night who were threatening to come as well, but I don't know. Okay. In the middle of the day, it's a little tough. But the will is there, I know, so that's an important thing too. Okay. I think what we did last thing we were discussing was the interface between the Gemara in Tzvachim and the Gemara in Tzvachim regarding Shinui Bailin and the seemingly parallel, and that's part of the question, the parallel issue of Shalom Minuyah and Kohen Pesach. So let's just speak a little bit more about that, and then after this talk, we'll start the topic of Ola. And we'll try to finish Ola on Thursday. Maybe if I can also maybe start Ashram on Thursday, that would also be good. So I'll try to get you more Marmakomos. We also have, just to remind everybody, at 5 o'clock today, we have a guest speaker, Dr. Elliot Bondi, who's a big bucky in the works of Rav Hirsch. He's a great-great-great-grandson of Rav. He's a grandson of Rav Breuer. And he put out a lot of the materials that have come out in English in the last number of years, the collected works, which used to be known as the Gesammelte der Schriften, and the new Hirsch Chumash, and the new translation is really his project, and he's really a big mumcha. So I asked him, as part of our little Kew Gardens series, to come. So I know it's a long day, but he's coming from the hospital. He's in addition to everything else, he's just a very prominent pulmonologist, so I think he's coming early, hopefully not leaving the patients, but to make it here to be here at 5, so. Okay. The last thing we were discussing was how to understand this Gemara in the relationship between Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh in general, and how to understand in particular the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara in Samach Amud Beis, the Samach Aleph Amud Aleph in Psachim. Right, the Gemara here has the, just to review this for a second, the Gemara here has the Safek. What happens, again, the general rule seems to be, we'll discuss whether this is true, the halacha, but the general rule seems to be that on Pesach itself, Korban Pesach is very sensitive to the requirements of Lishma, and like Chatas, if you have a lack of Lishma, if you have a Shinui Lishma, better way to say it, Shalom Lishma, or Shinui Bailin, that it's not only La'ola L'Shem Kova, but it's actually Pasol, as we know, that's a Mishnah in the beginning of Zvachim and the Mishnah, also here in the beginning of Tamid Ishka. The intriguing part is that there's also an extension for Pesach Shelo B'Zman. On Pesach Shelo B'Zman, the simple reading of the Mishnayos and the Gemaras is that if it's Lishma, Pesach Shelo B'Zman, Lishma is Pasul, and Shelo Lishma is Kasher. So the Gemara had Safek here on Samach Amud Beis. Gemara has two seikos. One is, what if you have lo lishma and lishma together at the same time in Pesach Shelo B'Zmano? What happens then? That's suffix number one. The Gemara goes back and forth on that issue. Hold lishma machshir b'zmano, v'shelo lishma machshir shelo b'zmano, ma lishma machshir b'zmano in motziyo m'dei shelo lishma, av shelo lishma machshir shelo b'zmano in motziyo m'dei lishma. Is that true or not? And then the Gemara goes back and forth on that issue. And then the Gemara has a second suffix, and that is, just as Shinui Bailin is a psul bismano, for Pesach is Shinui Bailin a hechsher shalo bismano, the Pesach. And that's what the last thing that we were discussing in connection with the general status of, or general relationship between Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh. So that's the Gemara suffix. So originally the Gemara thought that it should depend on the general relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. Hold the Shini Kodesh posel bismano, the Shini Bailim posel bismano, ma Shini Kodesh posel bismano machshiro achazmano, af Shini Bailim posel bismano machshiro achazmano, right? And then the Gemara quotes all the differences between Shini Bailin and Shini Kodesh. Amelie lo mamres b'Shini Kodesh, shekim tzulot b'gufo yesho, b'dalot avodos, all the things that we discussed. So it would seem that the Gemara's trajectory is to try to figure out whether Shini Bailin and Shini Kodesh are identical, generally, If they are, then they have the same impact on Pesach Shelo Bizmano. And the conclusion of the Gemara, right, in light of that, would seem to be that you should be mechalik between Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh, because there are at least two, if not four, differences. But then the Gemara throws us for a loop a little bit when the final lines are El Amarava, Pesach Sheshachto, B'Shar Yimos Hashana, B'Shini Bailam, Nasa K'mishein Lo Bailam Bizmano, Hu Pasol. That in fact, there is a difference between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh, Shelo Bizmano is Machshir. Shini Bailim, Shelo Bizmano is not Machshir. But it doesn't seem, from the language of the Gemara, that it's for the reason that we were working with till now. Till now, it seems like that's because Shini Bailim isn't like Shini Kodesh generally, and therefore it doesn't have the extra capacity because its postal capacity, Bizmano, is also different. And instead, the Gemara seems to have taken a bit of a turn and giving us a different explanation, the explanation of Pesach, Sheshachtu, B'Shar Yimos Hashanah, B'Shini Bailim, Nasa K'misha Ein LaBailim, Bizmano, Pasol. Instead of based on the distinction between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, it seems to be based on the distinction, based on the equation between Pesach Shelo Bizmano and Pesach Bizmano, Le'inyan Shinui Bailim. And that, of course, is Tamur. So as we discussed already, and that's what I want to expand on a little bit, and then move into Shalom Miduyo, as we discussed already, Tosis already asks this question. Tosis says, how come the Gemara didn't just say that Shinui Kodesh has the ability to be Oker, a Pesach, and turn it into a Shlamim? And once it's a Shlamim, so then it's going to be Kosher. But Shini Bailim isn't enough of a, doesn't have enough of an impact. It's not comparable to Shini Kodesh, and therefore it remains a Pesach, even though it's Shelo Bizmano. It doesn't turn into a Shlamim, and for that reason it's no good. Why does the Gemara give this other explanation, comparing it to Shinui Bailim Bizmano? So Tosis basically says Inochanami and Inochanami, right? No, it's Inochanami, that's what it should have said. And Inochanami, kind of, that's what it means, right? And that's why Tosis makes a distinction. V'chein mochia chalashon, the Kamar She'en Lo Bailim, V'lo Kamar K'mi She'shachto B'Shinui Bailim. The Gemara doesn't mean that Shinui Bailim is a psul in Pesach Shelo Bizmano, just as it is in Pesach Bizmano. It means to say that it's K'mi She'en Lo Bailim. And K'mi She'en Lo Bailim is a reference to the Gemara on Ayin Gimel of Abesim Psachim. And that's the Gemara that says the Boy Akira, right? So it's like, according to Tosfos, it's a very kind of ingenious solution, but you have to believe in the ingenuity of it. In other words, the Gemara is speaking in code. The Gemara is making reference to not Shinui Bailim, but Pesach Shelo Bailim. So when you look at Ayin Gimel and Beis, you'll realize that that's connected to the sugya of Bo Yakira, and then you'll realize that Shinui Bailim doesn't have the ability to be okay. That's Tosfos' explanation. But as we noted, that's not the simple reading of the Gemara, and that's not probably how the Rambam understands it, because the Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Yudalev, quotes this Gemara as is. And as we noted, that's interesting from several points of view. Number one, of all people, the Rambam doesn't have to quote the language of any Gemara. He could just say the Psak. So the fact that he quotes the language, he's not going to quote a Dochak language, which doesn't really mean what it says. He'll reinterpret, either he'll just give the Psak, or he'll reinterpret what it really would mean. If Bali Tosus were writing a Yad HaChazaka, right, they would have reformulated the Salacha and said, it doesn't have the capacity to be okay. So the Rambam, if he felt that way, should have, could have said the same, or just could have dropped the reason completely. I was suggesting that maybe one of the reasons that the Rambam, again, you never need methodologically, you never need to explain why you quote a Gemara Kipshuto, right? I mean, again, our challenges in the Rambam are always when he doesn't quote the Gemara's Kipshuto. Here, of course, it's a little bit, a different situation, because the Gemara Kipshuto is difficult. The question Tosfos asks is objectively a good question. So, while at the same time we're not bothered by the Rambam quoting the Gemara, the point is that by sticking with the Gemara, the Rambam needs to have an understanding of that Gemara, number one. And number two, the Rambam might tell you that maybe this is one of his makoros, why to establish that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are practically identical. Right? In other words, if you hold, like the Bali Tosis and other Rishonim, that there are significant differences between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, so then it's very tempting to read the conclusion of the Gemara in this Psak the way that Tosis does. A, it's hard to read Rava. B, it's a complete 180-degree turn. And three, we have the means for a better, easier explanation, namely Shinit Nailim. Now, like Shinit Kodesh, doesn't have Akira capabilities. But if you hold like the Rambam, which is that Shinit Nailim and Shinit Kodesh are practically the same, that they're usually under the rubric of Shinit Hashem, that was really the bulk of last Thursday's shiur. It's called Shinit Hashem, the Dinim are the same, the Rambam continues to impute all sorts of unknown information or Dinim to Shinui Bailim because of the connection to Shinui Kodesh. So then you're not likely to be attracted to Tosis's rereading of the Sugya. On the contrary, maybe you think that Rabbah's, we've been searching for Makoros. How does the Rambam know that the Dalet of Odos also can sustain Shinui Bailim? And we mentioned a bunch of them. This may be certainly consistent with, or maybe even one of them, the fact that the Gemara, when it has an easy opportunity to be Mechalek based on the two remaining distinctions, doesn't do so, maybe means it turns its back. And I haven't yet seen anyone who suggests that Perek Tezvav Alach Yid Aleph and Tzachim Samach Aleph Amid Aleph may be the source for the Rambam, but I'm willing to throw it out as a possibility. I also think that we don't need a single answer to that question. It could be that we said about Todol Hashem, Todos Chavero, and Chatos Chela, and Chatos Dam, maybe some maneuvering on Daf Yud Amid Aleph, plus Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. It could be that all of these together, the cumulative picture, motivated the Rambam's conclusion. Either way, the point is that the Rambam is different than Tosfos. But that leaves us with the question of how to understand what Rava means and what the Rambam paskens. Right, that we haven't yet solved. And on the contrary, if the Rambam avoided Tosis' reading of the Gemara, or rereading of the Gemara, because of the equation between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, then because he believed that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are a single idea of Shinui Hashem, then that's all the more reason to better understand Rabbah, because in the end, Rabbah is still distinguishing between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh, just maybe not for the reason of a more universal distinction. So what do we do with this Rabbah? So I alluded to this the last time, and I want to pick up with it a little bit more. The truth is that one of the things I suggested last time is that even if you take the view that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are identical, there still may be very good reason why Shinui Bailim alone would not be oker, or sufficiently oker, the Shein Pesach, when it comes to the question of Shelo Bizman. And the reason for that being that it's one thing to say if you have a high standard or a high demand of identifying or defining the Karban, that can be undercut not only by Shinui Kodesh, not only by calling a Chatas a Shlamim, or a Shlamim an Ola, or a Pesach, more to the point, an Ola, or a Chatas, or a Shlamim, or a Bechor, or whatever, but that even if you remove the bailus aspect to say, oh, it's Pesach Shel Ruvein, not Pesach Shel Shimon. Even that constitutes a change in the identity of the carbon. If it's a demand, then that's very sensible. But if it's in the other direction, if the point is you no longer want to have a connection to Pesach, because now you want this to be a shlamin, so you have to be okay the Shein Pesach. So the question is it sufficient to say, oh, what I did here was I took Pesach Ruvein and I made it Pesach Sheni. Pesach Shimon or Pesach Levi. So good, Pesach Levi is a Shlamim. But Pesach Levi can't work for the Korban Pesach obligation of Ruvein. It's understandable on the Hechsher level. But on the Psul or Pagava, the Machshir level, when you need Dafka to remove the Shein Pesach, is it sufficient to remove the shame of the proper bailim of the Pesach? That might explain why, according to the Rambam, even though Shinui Bailim is Shinui Kodesh, and even though it is about the identity of the Korban, Shinui Hashem, it's not going to work in this context. But if that's true, and I think that that's a good explanation, so then we need to go back to the Havamim. What did the Gemara think? Why did the Gemara think at all that Shinui Bailim, if it is like Shinui Kodesh, could have the capacity to accomplish Akira? After all, again, when you need it, that it should be Ma'akev in terms of the identity of the korban in a more specialized sense makes sense. But is it ever going to be sufficient when you need siluk shein pesach min hashlamim? Is it ever going to be sufficient just to make it from Pesach Reuven into Pesach Sheni? Pesach Shimon? No, I keep saying that. Okay. So I think that there could be two approaches here, and I think that they're both relevant to understanding the Rambam too. One is, despite the initial, you know, disbelief that that should be possible, maybe we should pursue that line of thinking. And particularly if we take the view that bilus really is a strong form of identification, not only generally, but even more specifically when it comes to Korban Pesach. If we say that the difference between Pesach Reuven and Pesach Shimon is not just whose Pesach it is, and therefore, you know, what level of focus, you know, do you need and do you have, but maybe that the component of bilus, particularly in Korban Pesach, is such that misplaced bilus is actually the equivalent of a misplaced or a misidentified korban. But I'm not talking about only the requirement, I'm talking about the Hagadara. And what do I mean by that? So just to introduce something which we'll refer to in this little section a couple of times, and that is the discussion of the Griz in Ilchos Korban Pesach. He points out, in his discussion of Rashi in Tzvachim, in Mishnah in Tzvachim, on Nun Vav Mideis, Korah, Maisa, Pesach, also the different Mishnah Ezra Mekolmon that we're all familiar with. And then it ends about the different characteristics of different Korbanos. A Pesach, Eino Nechol, Ela Balayla, Eino Nechol, Ela Ad Chatzos, So Rashi commenting on Eino Nechol Ela L'minuyo, Shem Nimnu V'dnei L'kichasa, K'nisiv V'fiyo Chalo Fakosu. So of course the question is, how does Rashi know, and why does he emphasize, that the Minui takes place V'dnei L'kichasa? So Rabbah has a whole discussion, in which he suggests that the role of bilus in Korban Pesach is different than the role of bilus in other korbanos. And that that's reflected by this idea of Rashi. And he highlights it, talking about the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Gimel, other places, other Gemaras, the idea that when it comes to regular korbanos, there's a bilus which is focused on kapara. When it comes to Korban Pesach, the bilus is focused on achim. And that, for several overlapping reasons, which might be separate or might be overlapping. Number one, the role of Achila in Korban Pesach is more prominent than its role in other Korbanos. We know that, Mishnah says that in Tzachim, that he karol Achila. We know that in terms of the question of Pesach above the Tumah, the ability to eat it even, the Tumah, based on the fact that Korban Pesach is the karol Achila, the role of Shalal Ochlin, the centrality of Shechita. Many of these dinim point to the fact that Achila is more prominent in Korban Pesach than it is in other Korbanos. Not only Achila, but I say Bailus, Bailus itself. So he tries to point out that, for example, if you have a situation of Yuchlar Ashar, like the shore does damage, so the Niza can grab the can grab the animal, and all things being equal, he is the bailin, the nizak is the bailin on the achilas abasar, right, it's his animal, but that doesn't take away from the bailin's balakorban, in other words, the balabhema's ability to get kapara by means of this animal with this karba. In other words, there are two completely different notions of bailus when it comes to a regular karba. One, bailus on the dine mamunis, on the basar, the achilas abasar, and there are other bailus in terms of the issue of kapara. However, he says, when it comes to Korban Pesach, perhaps that's not true, and that's what Rashi is telling us. The bailus, the kapara, well, maybe there isn't even a bailus of kapara, but the bailus, latzei, sidei, chobas, of Pesach, has to be the bailus on the achila as well. The because of the prominence of the Achila, and because of the prominence of Bailus in Korban Pesach. I'd say either it's 2 points or 1 point, etc. I think he doesn't go this far with it, but this affects many other issues in Korban Pesach. We're not studying Korban Pesach right now, it just looks like we are a little bit, but we are just as a tangent to the Shmon Pesach and Kachas. But many of the dinim of Pesach point in that direction, especially the Chabura, and which we'll discuss a little more in a few minutes, a separate category, a special category of Bailus, not exactly Yachid, not exactly Tzibur. The whole question of Korban Yachid, Korban Tzibur, and Pesach is complicated, and probably is informed by this whole discussion. Pesach is Babi Kinufia, but is it a Korban Yachid or a Korban Tzibur? Everybody brings their own Pesach, but preferably the Chabura. Right, that's also an in-between category, but they bring it at the same time, and that's the Kinufia, and does that give it also some sort of a, you know, sense of being more of like a communal carbon? In fact, everybody's doing it at the same time, you know, jointly. So both the Chabura component, the timing of it, the concept of the Kinufia, etc. The Kitzur, the role of Bailus and Achila, both, or each, is more prominent in Korban Pesach, and that affects many, many other dinim of Pesach. For example, it's been suggested that the whole discussion of the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara discusses in the second parak, you know, the makor for shlichos. So one of the makoros, we know there are shlichos from Truma, the Gemara has a discussion whether you can learn from Kiddushin and from Gerushin, but in terms of the, you know, the real candidate, Truma is one, and the other one is Pesach, Korban Pesach. So is it Dafka Korban Pesach, Shechitas HaPesach, or that's just a proxy for regular Kaddishin? And how seriously do we really mean Shlichos in that context? There's a big discussion in already the Rishonim, again, Yukim and Rashi, and some of the other Rishonim, which is the kind of questions that they ask, and Tosfos HaRosh, is it Shuvah and Rivosh? The Achronim get very involved in this as well, Pnei Yeshua, talks about Ketanim and Akum, Akum Ketanim and Akum are included in Korban Pesach, how can you talk about Shlichus? All sorts of really interesting issues. There's a very interesting discussion that's called the Tshuvas of the Minchas Baruch. I originally came through it through Mori Garabi, Rav Lichtenstein, who recommended it, a Talmud of Chaim Ivolozhin, Rav Baruch Krinker, they used to call him Rav Baruch Krinker, you know, as a result. So he has several simanim on this question of Shlichus B'Kadshim. And again, to answer some of these questions in Rishonim and Achronim, it might be possible to suggest that the idea that Shechita is a Makar, says the Shachtu also called Kahal Yisrael, that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes in Kiddushin. So that's in general about Kadshim, or specifically Korban Pesach. Now, if the point is that something is being done by one person which is, you know, discharging an obligation on behalf of the whole tzibur, is that the paradigm of shlichus? Or does that just mean that sometimes, you know, you don't need individual specific performance? Again, Tosfos HaRosh in Kiddushin says, I think the real makor for shlichus here is not the fact that shechitas korban pesach doesn't have to be done by each individual, it's the fact that the Torah says, v'shachtu oso, you know, every single member is supposed to do an act of Shechitas Korban Pesach, if you read the Pasuk Kipshuto, and we know that one person can be motzi the entire Chabur. It's a very good aura of the Tosfos HaRosh, Rivash says something similar to Tshuva, meaning, so it's not just a raya that there's shlichos, it's a raya that there's shluchos adam kemosa. What he does is imputed as if every single person is actually physically doing it. The point is that this may be true in particular when it comes to Korban Pesach. Because in Korban Pesach, there is this idea of bailus. And where there's a din of bailus, so then you need individual shlichos. If the shchitas, Korban Pesach, is not just, you know, a way of you know, accomplishing the first of the four avodos, or creating the shem zevach, but there's a din of mitzvah, so shchitas, Korban Pesach, shachtos. And one of the diukim that some Achronim make is that all the different phases of the Korban Pesach are separate mitzvahs, say, as opposed to you know, the more general Maisa Chatos, Maisa Ola, look at the Rambam, it's Maisa Chatos, Maisa Ola, Maisa Shlomim. The Tosfos called him Pesach, Shechitas of Pesach, and so on. All this may be a function of, again, Gruz doesn't speak about this part of it, other, all this may be a function of the din of Bailus, especially the Bailus, in Shechitas of Pesach. According to Pesach generally, and maybe in Shechitas of Pesach more particularly. So again, when the Gemara says that the Makar is Pesach, it doesn't necessarily mean Kachin, it means Pesach. So the fact that, Ketanim and Goyim and others are included in other Karbanos might not be so problematic. So it's called Pesach itself, you'd have to deal with that. Again, I don't want to get too far afield. But there's this general idea of Bailus and this idea of Shechita, in particular, zeroing in on the role of Bailus. If this is true, so then getting back to our discussion of the Shaka Tari, we were asking, well, once we have suggested that Shinui Bailum is inadequate, really to be oker the Shem Pesach, it's fine if you need the Shem Pesach, or the Shem of specific Pesach, it's fine to say that not only can you not have Pesach the Shem Hola, but you can have Pesach Ruvain, the Shem Pesach Shimon, either. Huh? But you're talking about being oker, so just because you call something Pesach Shimon, how's that an Akira Mina Pesach? Either way, you're not talking about conditions of extra of actually being Yotzei Nechavascha. So what's going on? So I want to suggest two explanations of the Havam. So one is based on this idea. That is, that it's not just, like what we find in Katas. The point is that without the Bailus, leave Katas out of it, because that has its own, obviously, Kapara leads to issues. But the point is that in Korban Pesach, if the Bailus is more prominent, and it's a dinamominous Bailus, not just a Kapara-type Bailus. Again, the question whether there's any aspect of Kapara at all in Korban Pesach is a topic in its own right. There are some formulations, both in Chazal and some Rishonim, of there being a component of Kapara and Pesach, and others deny it. But the point is to focus on the Bailus and on the Shechita. If all of that is essential, as it might be, so then the idea of an improper bailus is not so different than being oker Shema Pesach. It isn't just a requirement when you need it, it's a defining element in the korban. A korban with improper or messed up bailus cannot be a Pesach. That's an implicit akira mimim. This sounds out. The maskana may be that it's insufficient, or the maskana may be that it's actually true. However, there's another problem, and maybe actually the problem feeds on itself, and that is that Pesach, the Shari Mos Hashana, right, is Nasa Kimisha Ema Bailin Bizmano Pasol, Rava, which we'll get back to in a second. So I think that's one element. The other element is to reassess what you really need in order to be machshir a Pesach Shalom Bizman. Till now we've been assuming that you need Akiras Shema Pesach Mimenu, and that requires a change in the identity of the korban. Right, so if you call it a Shlomim, you call it an Ola, you call it a Chatas, or a Bechor, a Maiser, whatever it is, that's an Akira. Right, but just saying it's a Pesach, but Shel Ruvain, and not Shel Shimon, right, how could that be enough of an Akira? First suggestion was, it is because the violence component plays an unduly significant role. I'd like to suggest now the second possibility, and that is that maybe it's sufficient to be oken, Shem Pesach, right, simply by making the korban eino roi on a hefshel level for korban Pesach the Pesach. But that would entail looking at the relationship between Pesach Bizmano and Pesach Shalom Bizmano as a kind of a competition, or as a kind of a very subtle point of transition. What we're really saying is that in order to be a Shlamim, this Korban has to be in a state, all it needs to do is that it should be in a state in which you wouldn't be Yotzei Yedei Chobas Pesach. You don't actually need an Akiras Shem Pesach. The best way to justify such an idea would be to say that Shlamim, Pesach Shalom Itzman of Shlamim, itself is not completely disconnected from its roots in Pesach. It's a reformulation of the Pesach. Instead of saying, oh, Pesach is anathema Shara Shana, and you have to be Oker Shin Pesach Mimenu, you've got to turn it into a Shlamim. Right? And by the way, you can turn it into a Shlamim by having Lishma for being an Olam. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that the transition from Shlamim to Pesach, Mosar Pesach Shlamim, is much more a continuum. The way to bring a Korban Pesach, Shayim Asashana, is as a Shlamim, but as long as it's confusing, as long as you can be Yotzei Yedei Chovaso in this Korban on Pesach Bizmano itself, so it's not kosher to be brought. You can't have a kium this korban by means of shlamim. Only if it's mufka, but then it doesn't mean mufka or mesulak from an identity point of view. It just needs to be that the hefsher korban, the Torah's Pesach, has been compromised. In which case, it's enough to say, oh, this fellow wouldn't fulfill his obligation on Pesach. The fact that it's still Pesach doesn't bother me because anyways, shlamim is Mosar Pesach Shlamim is a form of Pesach. So it's not necessary to be misalik the Shem Pesach. It's necessary only to justify, you know, the contrast or the comparison. We don't want to bring the Shlamim and say, ah, this would have been a great, you know, Pesach. Right? I'm not psychologizing why we care about that one way or another, but that's the point. It can't be a candidate for Pesach Bizmano anymore. But as long as it's not, for technical reasons, that would be it. And that would work, as I say, very well, according to the perspective, that Shlamim, Mosar Pesach Shlamim, it doesn't deny its Pesach roots. Having said that, so now let's look to the Maskana. So what's the Gemara's Maskana? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Pesach Sheshachta B'Shayim Mosar Shana B'Shinui Bailim, Nasa K'mishen LeBailim B'Zmano. The Apostle. So in the end, it's a combination of these two points, namely, but maybe the idea of Rava really is that Mosar Pesach Shlamim is a kiyum in Pesach, or at least it's not a denial of Pesach. So originally we're thinking, you know, that the further away you get from the Dinei Pesach, the better it is, and to some extent that's true. But now what we may want to conclude is that there's a certain dialectic here. On the one hand, it can't be Roy Le Pesach. On the other hand, some of the trappings, some of the dinim of Pesach, they still apply. As we'll see in a second, there are some of the dinim of Pesach that really do apply. I mean, when it comes to the hakrava, we treat it as a shlamim, mostly. Tufas, kazei pashok, you know, the proper amount of zrikos, achashen arba, all these things. All these things are treated as an actual shlamim. But when it comes, for example, to the zman, right, we don't treat it as a regular shlamim. We treat it as a Mosar Pesach shlamim. We'll get to that in just a second. So the point is that it's very possible that the requirement of vilus is also a carryover from Pesach, Mosar Pesach shlamim. That's exactly what Rava says. Pesach Shachtu B'Shayim Mosar Shana B'Shinei Bailim Nasa K'misha Eila Bailim B'Zmano Pasol. So I think it's based on two points. Number one, you should know that Pesach B'Zmano's Din of Bailim, in addition to the regular Din of Shinei Bailim, right, has an added dimension, because Korban Pesach is very Bailim oriented, as we just explained. And therefore, or point number two, since Mosar Pesach Shlamim isn't a complete divorce from Pesach, it's a transition from Pesach, but it retains that original status, at least on the Hakrava Hafrasha, maybe even somewhat, maybe this is a big issue, on the Shem Korban level. Again, the Kiyum Hakrava is like a Shlamim, mostly. But maybe this still retains a Shem Pesach, certainly the Hafrasha of the Hakdasha is Pesach. Since that's true, so then it might very well be that, you know, the special connection a bilos is something that we still require. Okay. Having said that, let me contrast it. And let me just add one other point, which is the Rambam, just to highlight that this may be true. The Rambam, when he speaks about this halakha, doesn't even mention shlomit. Right? The Rambam Perek Kesvav Halacha Yud Aleph is really talking about Pesach as Pesach Shelo Bizman. He doesn't even mention that it becomes a shlomit. So clearly, nor does he mention the requirement of Akira. So, Pesach Shoshokta Makshem Shini Hashem Bein Shishino Shmo L'Shem Zevach Achem Bein Shishino L'Shem Chulin Pasol Shinema Vavartam Zevach Pesach Hula Hashem Vavne Dvarim Amurim Shoshokta Bizmano Shehu Yom Yedalad Bin Yisrael Afilu Shokta B'Shachas B'Makshem Shini Hashem Pasol Aval Bin Shokta Shalom Bizmano Bin Makshem Shalom Shmo Kasher If you read this halacha here in Psulei HaMikdashim, you wouldn't even know that this Pesach turned into a shlomit. And there are other makoros to know that from. Right? But this is the halacha where the Rambam tells us this din. It all sounds like this is, again, this is the halacha. Halacha Yud Aleph is the halacha, which tells you what is unusual about Pesach, Korban Pesach, in its meaning of the Shema. Even Chulin is Pasol, you know, it's even more Chatas, and out Chatas is Chatas, right? And then you have this Halacha of Shalom Bizmano. Now again, if the Rambam were just interested in telling you, oh, what's the thing of Shlomim that comes from a Pesach? And how much Akira do you require? But that's something that belongs either in what's called Pesach, or maybe not Dafka, not in Korban Pesach, maybe it belongs in Maisa Korbanos, right? But this is the context of the Shema, and the unique requirements of Pesach. So in a sense, what the Rambam seems to be telling us is, Pesach has unique Lishma requirements, right? Both in terms of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin. And you should know that some of these might apply even Pesach Shelo Bizmano. That's an amazing thing. Pesach Shelo Bizmano, right, can be a problem of Lishma, but at the same time, it continues to have the Chisaron Hashinui Bailin, and that's where he not only paskins like Rava, but actually quotes Rava. That's right. Let me contrast this with the Meiri, Halatar. The Meiri in Psachim, Halatar, says some really interesting things about this sugya. The back of the book. So, the Meiri says as follows. Number one, the Meiri is in the opinion that much of what goes on in this sugya, Samach Beis, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, again, I'm going to say this quickly, but you should just be aware of it, depends on the question whether Akira is required in Shlomim, in most of Pesach Shlomim, or not. He's of the opinion that the whole chakra of the Tari of the Gemara, Samach Beis, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, is based on the opinion that you need an Akira, that you have to be Oka the Shem Pesach in order to create a Hasher Shlomim. And if you don't, then it's possible. However, he's also the opinion, and that's not explicit anywhere, he's also the opinion that L'Halacha, we paskin that most of Pesach is Shlomim even B'li Akira. Where do you get that from? From the Sugya Yuma and Afsamech Gimel Amidah. Why am I mentioning the Sugya Yuma Samach Gimel Amud Aleph? Only because we've mentioned it already. That's where the Gemara discusses the whole problem of that's the whole question of Shkutei Chutz, which we talked about already. And that's where the Gemara has really the discussion of whether Pesach requires an Akira. So the Meiri is of the opinion that it's, for example, when the Gemara had a Safek, what happens when you combine Lishma and Shelo Lishma? So the Gemara said, well, the Shelo Lishma, right, is going to be Makshir Bilishma. So if you have Lishma and Shelo Lishma and Iruv Makshaba, you have a Psul and a Hechsher B'Matzachas, so that's the Gemara Safek earlier in Samachamad days. And the Gemara concludes that Lo Lishma is Makshir Bilishma. So the Meiri says, that's only the Havami. The Maskana, since we paskin that there's no requirement of Akira in Moser Pesach to become a Shlaim, so then, if it's still true, this is a big if, that Lishma, Lishem Pesach in other words, is Posel, so we can no longer think that that's because, well, you need an Akira and you don't have it. Right? We now have to come to the conclusion that the reason that Lishma is Posel is because of what? Because Lishma, Lishem Pesach, is a posel for this shlamim. But once it's a posel, then if you have Lishma and Shalom Lishma together, then it's not going to be the Lo Lishma being Makshir the Lishma, it's going to be the Lishma, which is the posel, undermining the Lo Lishma. So then you're going to end up with a psul. So that's the Meiri's psak. The Meiri says, in my opinion, La Halacha, Lishma, the Shalom Lishma, in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano, is posel, because Lishma is a posel, not just a psul. How do I know it's a kind of ironic, but it's an interesting logical irony, since Pesach, right, turns into Shlamim automatically, and yet Lishma creates a psul, so it's a posel, so then together it's posel as well. That is the argument, that's the argument of the Meir. So he says, but if that's true, so then, what about Shini Bailin? Right, the Gemara's Avamina that Shini Bailin should be Makshir, right, Shalom is Mother. So the Meiri thinks that the question is, you have Lishma, Lishem Pesach, but for Shini Bailin. Right, you have Lishem Pesach and Shini Bailin. So he says, well, that's certainly not going to work to be Makshir, because Shinui Bailim is even less effective than Lo Lishma. Because if you paskin again, you don't need Nakira, and yet Lishma is Posel, so, you know, you have the Posel together with the Hashir, you're always going to have a Posel. So once again, the Meiri's conclusion is that if you have Shinui Bailim together with Lishem Pesach, you're not going to be Makshir. So he says, good, we can throw out Rava. The Meiri says, I don't have to interpret at the same time, I'm saying it for him. I don't have to interpret Rava, because Rava is Lola Maisa. Right? L'halacha, Rava's right, but not Mitane. The reason that it's right is because Lishma is a posel, even in conjunction with Shini Bailin. Then the Meiri says, and what would happen, let's say you didn't have Lishem Pesach. Okay, let's say you just had Stama. Let's say you had a Mosar Pesach, an animal which was originally Huktash is a Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, right? And you bring the animal with Kavanas Shinui Bailin, but Beli Kavanas Lishem Pesach. So what will happen in that case? So the Meiri says, in that case, you should just treat it like any Shlamim, right? You don't have Kavanah Lishma, so there's no Posel. You don't need an Akira's Pesach Mimenu, right? So you don't need Kavana Lo Lishma, Kafka. So you have a perfectly good Shlamin, but you have a Shlamin Bishini Bailin. What's the name of a Shlamin Bishini Bailin? Lo Alabailin, the Shem Kova. And that's exactly what he says. One second, let me read it to you very quickly. Number one, he says, Eina Tzorach Akira. She'ach below Akira Stamo Shlamin. I'm skipping some lines. Hilkach calls Shachtim Shaim Mas Hashana. Afilu Irid Beimach Shavto. The Shachta Lishma B'Shalom Lishma Posel. The combination with Lishma is always going to be Posel. The Kedas Rav Dimi. Afa Pishahuk Shalom Ar Mas Shalom Lishma Shenoy B'Kol Azvachem. Lishma Shadim Ar Powerful. Dichli Di Alma. Afa Pishachalak Rav Alomar. Holu Stam Lishma Koi. Ipnei Shehusav Ar Pesel B'Shaim Mas Hashana Tzara Chakiras Hashem. Then Amiraso Omak Shavto Lishma Mechadesh Esplum.
So
lipsok she'irub machshavot poselas bal kishar karbanos me'at l'shachta v'shar yimos hashana lishmo this shinui bailim, right? Kol shekein she'ein shinui bailim afkimi de lishmo. Sorry, afshelo lishmo. We are neshenim motzimi de lishmo. Kol shekein shinui bailim en motzimi de lishmo. Yim shachtu stam b'shinui bailim. That's the case I just mentioned, which we don't have. Please quote the mirror. We don't have in the Gemara. Hare stamo shelo lishmo. Havalei kashinui bailim shel shlamim in a posel elashena ola bailim. And in the tzuchim b'tam nasa k'mishem bailim b'tzman or posel. Because that's passe. And then he adds, "Ugdoli amachaber, heavy u, v'leyadati lama." Okay. Good. And then he goes on, and he repeats a lot of this as well. But we'll try to save a little bit of time here. So that's the Meiri. Meiri has a whole different halakha himself. Of course, the question is, according to the Meiri, one question presents itself, and that is, if Mosar Pesach is a shlamin, and you don't even need Akira, so why is it that L'shem Pesach is not only Pasel, but Osel? A regular Shlamim is not Nifsal, you know, L'shem Pesach, right? It's not according to Arpsach. But that, of course, is a good question. So if you look at the Tzlach, on Tzlach, of course, is Rabbi Yehuda's parish, the Tzlach and Tzachim, so he doesn't quote the Meiri. But he, you know, basically has this perspective. He says, if you don't need Akira, in the case of Mosar Pesach, if it turns into a Shlamim automatically, he says, then L'shem Pesach would be treated like any other Shlamim Shalom L'shma. And the halacha would be, that's the Olavai L'shem Chova, but it wouldn't be possible. Meaning all those dinim, all those, you know, very unusual dinim of Pesach Shalom Azmano, according to the Tzlach, and behold, you don't need Akira, they're all out the window. How sad. Right? You lose all those interesting halachas. But the Meiri obviously didn't think so, because the Meiri is trying to explain, you know, that, that you know, his maskanos are all according to the view that you don't require an Akira. And yet, on the contrary, he thinks that Kavana L'shem Pesach isn't just a psul, it's really a posel. So what's going on with that? So I just wanted to suggest, and I still think it's mostly correct, and that is that even the Meiri, right, is not telling us that Mosar Pesach, right, is a shlamim. Like, automatically it's a shlamim. You have a carbon, you're a makdashit is a Pesach. Now it's no longer, you know, nitan, to be brought as a Pesach, because it's too late. So, it becomes a Shlamim, and you treat it like any other Shlamim. Even according to the Meiri, it's necessary to say, even though you don't need Nakira, it's necessary to say that you need something which transitions it into Shlamim. So maybe it's the Shchita Stam of a Mosar Pesach, right, which creates the Shem Shlamim. It's not that in the state of being hukrash v'huktash l'pasach, and now it's shalom izmano, that all of a sudden it's a shlamim. And therefore, if it's the shchita of a pesach, the stam shchita of a pesach, you don't need an akira, because the transition is more fluid. Right? So you don't need an abrupt or absolute break. It's built into a pesach, maybe then it can turn into a shlamim. Number one. This particular shlamim, like we said before, for the Rambam, just not as radically, this particular shlamim doesn't deny its Pesach origins. And consequently, right, you don't need an Akiras, Shem Pesach Mimenu on the one hand, but at the same time, the Stam Shchita of the shlamim is a point which transitions it into being a shlamim, or the Stam Shchita of the Mosar Pesach, I should say, transitions it into being a shlamim. And therefore, if that is accompanied by a machsheves lishma of Pesach, it's posel. But once you're past that point, or anything other than a machshava l'shem Pesach, okay, it's not going to be an issue, because as it's omeg liyot shlamim with a proper shkita, the rest of it is treated as a proper shkita, as a proper shkita. So I think that, you know, clearly the Rambam disagrees. The Meiri, I say, asks on the Rambam. The Meiri asks on the Rambam based on, I think, two assumptions. Number one, the Meiri felt that the Rambam should have read the Gemara the way he did, because he thinks that the Rambam, too, paskins that most of Pasach Shlamim doesn't require an akim. Where did he get that from? He gets that from the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Kavanos that we spoke of last week. Rambam Maisa Kavanos Yud Ches Yud Beis, right, speaks about violating Shchut Echutz even in Pesach Shalom Bezman. So how could that be? After all, it's not Roy but Pesach Olmoy, right? And Rambam says it doesn't matter, even the shame Pesach, right, where it seems like you're not going to be Yotzei Shlomo, even then you violate Shlute Chodes. So the Uri says, oh, probably because the Rambam really holds that you don't need an Akira. Therefore, it's in the case of Stama, right, it is Roy with Shlomo. That's his assumption number one. The Rambam, even though he doesn't say it explicitly anywhere, really paskins that Akira is unnecessary in the transition from Moser Pesach into Shlomo. Secondly, once that's true, once there's no need for transition, so then, you should say what he says, which is that the only problem is going to be if you have Pesach, Lashem Pesach, and Shini Bailam at the same time, and that will be Posel, because, not because of Rava, but because it's Posel, just like Lishma Mishalol Lishma is its Posel. Those are the two assumptions of the meeting. So number one, I don't think it's so clear that the Rambam held that there's no need for an Akira. Again, especially if we interpret what I was suggesting last week, which is that the Rambam's view of Shkutei Chodes has to do with the fact that even though Lemaisa, this isn't kosher, you know, it still has a general Shem Korban. That Roy Lowell Moed for the Rambam has a more general meaning. As long as the Shem Korban is intact, the fact that it's not actually kosher, Mikarev Agav Mizbeach, that itself concerns us less. And in particular, if you say some of the other things I was saying last time about the nature of Korban Pesach. Certainly, if you also think that the Shlamim is itself a Kiyum in the Pesach, then one could disagree with the Meir. Moreover, the Meir assumes that the case of the Gemara, because of his reading, is a case where you have Lishma, that's a Shem Pesach, but the Shinui Bailim. And the question is, well, the Shinui Bailim is Machshir. So there's the Rabbeinu Chananel already, discusses whether that's the proper girsa in the Gemara or not. Truth is that the Rambam doesn't talk about that case at all. The Rambam talks about a case where you have Stam, not Lishma L'Shem Pesach, we have Stam, with Shinui Bailim. I mean, some reading around the Tosav Vav Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Aval and Shachtu Shalom Bismano, Bimachsheve Shalom Lishma Kosher, Shalom L'Shem Bailim, Nasa Kimishen Levalim Bismano, Pasol. Doesn't sound like the Rambam thinks that if it's Dafka Lishma, but it's Shalom L'Shem Bailam. The simple shot of the Rambam is that as far as the L'Shem Pesach is concerned, you have not thought in your mind, right? You're just blank on that point. The only thing is, you're bringing a Pesach, Shalom Bezmano, Shalom L'Shem Bailam. Except that, again, the Meiri would tell you, but it's a Shlamim. So it's a Shlamim, B'Shinui Bailam, and that should be Lo'ol L'Shem Kova. So the point is, it's still an important argument. All I'm saying is that if you read the Gemara like the Meiri did, it's not really fair to ask your question against the Rambam, because that's not the case that he's talking about. And that's not the case that the Meiri imputes to him. In addition to that, there either way is a machlokas between the Meiri and the Rambam. If you hold, again, assuming with the Meiri, that there's no requirement of Akira, and the Motzer Pesach is automatically Shlamim, so is there a Psul of Shalol Shein Bailim? And I think the answer to that part of the question is what I was trying to say before, which is that, you know, basically you have three extremes. You have the Tzlach, I mentioned before, who says, oh, if there's no requirement of Akira, so Moser Pesach is a Shlamim, and you treat it like Shlamim, L'chol Advar. Then you have the Me'iri. I was mostly agreeing with that, with, you know, one important exception, and that is, well, not if there's a Kavana L'shem Pesach, the Kavana L'shem Pesach will somehow hinder the transition, the otherwise, let's say, smooth transition. You don't need the Akira, but you can't have a Kavana L'shem Pesach Mishchashchita, that will hinder that transition. I'm suggesting really for the Rambam is that the Rambam goes a giant step further. Whether he holds you do need an Akira or you don't need an Akira, I'm not sure about. But either way, but the Rambam's view is that Moser Pesach Shlamim continues to be connected to Pesach itself. And if that's true, then we can really appreciate that the Rambam is very happy with the formulation of Rava, and this is a functional formulation of Rava. Rava's telling us that the din of Bailin in Korban Pesach applies to Shlamim. Again, the Zrika, the Smicha, the Nesachim, the Chazei V'Shok, all of that is Shlamim. But just like the Zman Achilaso in a Shlamim, which is the Moser Pesach, is Layom Uvila Laila. You don't have Shnei Yomim Laila. And the Torah's Kohanim explains that the reason that is true is Zman Achilasan Ketchila Sekdesham. That's the idea. Meaning the origins, Akdasha Nafrasha, continue to impact on the Zman Achila. According to one view of the Gemara, Ben Azai, according to Gemara, Tosefta, Mosar Pesach Shlamim, right, is Nachal Tzli. These are other elements, you know, that reflect this this text. Rav has a piece on this, I think in the Kiddushi Agram of a grid, trying to figure out some of the Nuskos and the Tosefta. But again, this idea that that Mosar Pesach Shlamim continues to be a Kiyum in Korban Pesach itself, Michutz Vizman. That's true. So then I think we can appreciate, number one, what the Gemara's Halamina was in a different way, what I was saying before, the impact of Shini Bailin. And we can also appreciate that the Rambam really liked and embraced Rava's formulation that Pesach Shlo Vizmano has an additional requirement to Shini Bailin, which is Ma'akev, that too carries forward from Pesach. That too, we would say, is Kitchilas Hekadesh. I should also just note before we move on to the next point that the it's just interesting to note that the Rambam's treatment of Pesach Shelo Bizmano is very limited, much more limited than we would have thought. Again, the light of the Tzlach, who thinks that, you know, many of these things just don't apply once you hold it to Nomish Barakir, that might explain part of it, but the Rambam doesn't go that far, clearly. And we're not sure what he holds about the Akira issue. But it is interesting to note several things. Number one, none of the dinim of Pesach Shelo Bizmano are mentioned in the Vilna Korban Pesach. So according to what I'm suggesting, I would prefer that they would, but they're not. Meaning, you'll search Vilna Korban Pesach in vain for references to the status of Pesach Shelo Bizmano. It doesn't bother me too much. I mean, obviously, the main point of Korban Pesach, main point of Hilchos Korban Pesach, is that Krava of that night. I think there's a lot of evidence of that as well. And I think what I said last time, which is that the psul of Pesach, Shelo Bizmano, and the added requirements of the Shema, Pesach Bizmano, are very much, in many, many respects, two sides of the same coin. They're both a function of Pesach LaHashem, and the special din of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the uniqueness of that night. The uniqueness of the night of Pesach demands that we actively have a lishma, l'shem Pesach, etc., and equally demands that we not dilute that by applying it to Kesharim Mos Hashan. Right? So in one respect, it's two aspects of the same thing. Now that might have been a good reason, you know, for the dinum of Pesach Shalom, the psul especially of the Shema, let's say, and so on, to be in Hilchos Korban Pesach, to accentuate that, or maybe not. Maybe the point is, all of Hilchos Korban Pesach is just about, you know, by definition, principally, it's just about the kiyum of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim by means of Korban Pesach. Anything that you would talk about in terms of the, you know, the dinum of Pesach, any remnant of Pesach, and it continues to impact Mosra Pesach, La'achar Zmano, you know, is not appropriate to speak about in Korban Pesach, you know, lest you think that, you know, it isn't just a spillover and a function of Akdasha, Nafrasha, etc., but that it's somehow, you know, you can have Kiyumim of Korban Pesach, Bishar, Yimos Hashanah. That is certainly not true. The transition to Shlamim is all about negating that. So you're walking like a very fine line. On the one hand, you know, you're talking about the Shlamim as a continued Kiyum of the Pesach, but in such a way that you don't want to, you know, dilute, let's say, the uniqueness and the focus of Pesach itself. It's very subtle. So, I don't know if it's correct, but I think that's a point. The factual horror is certainly true. I'm comfortable with this explanation, but again, it's a reconstruction, but the factual horror is just important in its own way. Namely, the dinim of Shai Mos Hashanah Pesach, which could have been dealt with in the Korban Pesach, are not. They're really not. Where are they dealt with? Really, pretty much, just here in Sulei HaMakdashah. Secondly, and maybe understandably, because again, it's about a transition korban. It's about a korban which, you know, had one origin and a different, you know, method of execution. It belongs in Sulei HaMakdashah. But even in Sulei HaMakdashah, it definitely does reflect, again, it's dealt with in Sulei HaMakdashah, and it's dealt with in Maaseh Korbanos, right, in the context of Shuvekos, and in the context of the issues of Lishma. Secondly, the Rambam omits Lishma v'shalo Lishma. The subject of the Gemara in Samach Amud Beis, Lishma v'shalo Lishma, Shalom v'zmano, is omitted in the Rambam. Again, the Meiri thinks that, you know, the Gemara's conclusion is overturned by the Akira question. I don't know about the Rambam that. I just know that it's interesting. He doesn't tell you his psak one way or another, which is unusual. Moreover, the Rambam does not explicitly paskin the issue of Akira, as we discussed, unlike the Meir's assumption. The Tzlach makes the Ha'ara that the Rambam doesn't bring the din of... Well, actually, I think the idea that it doesn't happen comes from Pesach, maybe a comment in the Tzlach, I'm trying to remember. But I think another point, either the Tzlach or just I noticed on my own, I'm trying to remember, is that the Rambam doesn't ever say that L'shem Pesach is posel Mosa Pesach. He says the opposite. He says that Shalom L'shma is kosher. But for some reason, I'm not suggesting that he doesn't believe L'shem Pesach is posel. I just think it's interesting that instead of, you know, doing the logical thing, which is start with the din, which is a little mekudash anyway, that L'shem Pesach is posel, let's say, however, L'shalom L'shma, you know, is machshir, whatever. The Rambam doesn't. In what we have in Sulei HaMakdashah, he has Shalom L'shma being machshir, but he never says explicitly that L'shem is posel. I think these are all hints that the Rambam has, you know, a certain very complex but definite view about Mosra Pesach and L'shma and Shalom L'shma, Shalom Zmano, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, finally, before we move on to Ola, one other big mid-sized piece, and that is a relationship between Shini Bailim and the Shalom Miduyim. Just to highlight it, the Chazon Ish is an interesting chakira. Can we just discuss the sugya of whether Shini Bailim, the Gemara has a sopik, whether Shini Bailim is Machshir, Pesach Shalom is Machshir. That's what we've been discussing. So, what would happen if it wasn't Shini Bailim, but some other psul bismano that you apply to Pesach Shalom bismano? Let's say, for example, right, Pesach bismano requires lishma. Pesach bismano requires, right, l'shem bayit. Pesach Bizmano also requires L'shem Ochlin, or he says P'sul Shemol Ochlin, right? L'shem Nuyin, L'shem Mulim, right? So L'shem Tahorim. So let's say it's Mosar Pesach, it's after Pesach, and you want to take this Korban Pesach, and you want to transition it into a Shlach. So would it be enough to apply the principle, let's say, of Shilol and Minuyah? Would that be Makshu the same way that Shuni Bailam would be Makshu, according to the Havamina of the Gemara? One could ask this question both in the Havamina and in the Maskana. The Havamina of the Gemara, Shuni Bailam is, you know, maybe good enough to create this transition like Shini Kodesh, right? Is something like Shilol and Minuyah, or Shilol and Ochla, for that matter, or Shalola, you know, L'shem Arelin, is that also good enough? In the Maskana Sagamara, where we say that Shini Bailim is not good enough to undermine the status of Pesach, to free it to become a Shlamim, so is that special din in Shini Bailim? Right? So again, if the point is that it's not comparable, it's not equal to the task, it's not the equivalent of Shini Kodesh, probably these other things aren't equivalent to Shini Kodesh. Either. If it that there's some special din of vilus, you know, for Mosar Pesach, Shlamim, just as there is for Pesach itself, so what about some of these other issues? Do they also follow through or not? But basically, the question, it's an interesting question, at minimum. You can look at it in several ways, right? Even in light of what we just said. If the point is that it's very easy to transition to Shlamim, all you require is a situation where, in parallel, if you brought a Pesach, right, you would not be Yotze Yidecha Boscha, which is what I was suggesting as one possible explanation of the Havamina of Shini Bailim. Everybody understood that Shini Bailim isn't an Akiras Shem Pesach, but all you really need to be Oker the Pesach and to turn it into a Shlamim is to make sure that, as a Pesach, it wouldn't be good. So you don't have to think, oh, you know, but for the time, this would be a great Pesach. Okay? You don't have to have that, you know, in the back of your mind, haunting. Yeah. So, isn't that true for Shalol Minuyah? Isn't that true for Shalol Okla? Isn't that true for the Shem Arelim and the Shem Tzmeim? And if the point is simply that it would have been Posel Bizmano, and that's enough, then maybe that's good enough. Even Shalom is not. Except that, one might say, there might be another issue, that is the chalos of Minuyav, Shalom and Minuyav, Arel, Tamei, Ochlav. Is there a chalos of those things, Shalom is not? At least we're talking about the Shem Pesach, we're talking about Bailin. Those are like universal categories. They apply, maybe not Bimake, but on some level, you know, in every korban. So you can talk about the Bizmano and Shalom is not. One of the things that you have to consider is that the, you know, unique requirements of a Korban Pesach just don't register outside of the Zman of Pesach. Okay, that's one issue. If the only thing that transitions a Mosar Pesach into Shlamim is something which really strips it of its previous identity as a Pesach, right, like what we were originally assuming, and we may still be saying the Halacha, right? So then, of course, the question is whether or not Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin, maybe, because they're about identity. Certainly you're not going to say that, probably not going to say, that Ochlov or Tzneim or Arelin, right? You're not going to say that they're about the definition of the karma. As for Lola Minuyav, so that gets us into a bit of a trickier situation. We'll get back to that in just a second. The third point, before we get to that final point, is if you end up with Rava, let's talk about the Maskana Sagamara. So Rava said, you know, Shini Bailim Bizmano, Shini Bailim Velo Bizmano, same psalm. So again, is that something that is based on the continuity of Pesach and Shlamim, like we were just talking? Right? Just like Keek Deisho. Or is that unique to Bailim? Gemara we just said, that when it comes to Korban Pesach, the role of Bailim has expanded, it's different, maybe it's more defining, etc. So partly, when it comes to specific questions, highlighting it through this, there may be a fourth element, and that is the relationship between Shalola Minuyav specifically and Shinui Bailim. On the surface, Shalola Minuyav and Shinui Bailim look like the same thing. When you meet a Minui in Korban Pesach, you have to, you know, break everybody up to sign people up into groups. The point is that somebody outside the group appears not to be included in the bailus, in the mitzvah of this particular Korban Pesach. So just factually and conceptually, what is the relationship between Shini Bailim and Shalola Minuya? That's a question that arises in its own right. If you're just new to an institution called Shini Bailim, and then in Korban Pesach you encounter Shalola Minuya, you would want to know factually and conceptually what is the relationship between them. And there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim about it. Some of it is quite confusing, but there's a lot of discussion about it. Okay. So let's zero in on this fourth point, just for a few minutes. On the surface, again, when you first encounter it, they seem like they're identical. When you look at it in terms of the Makoros, right, it seems like they can't be identical. What do I mean by that? Number one, they're dealt with, phraseology is different. Shini Bailim, Shalola Minuyav, but that's not Ma'akev, obviously. Maybe the particular way that you're a Bailim in a Korban Pesach is different than Bailus in a regular Korban. That would account for the difference in expression, but it's something to think about. The Makoros are different. The Amartem Zevach Pesach, or Pesach LaHashem, is the Makor of Shini Bailim in Pesach, and Tachosu Alaseh is the Makor for Shalola Minuya. So again, it could just be because it's more expanded, it has slightly different manifestations, which is what establishes it, but the basic principle is that it doesn't look like it. The sugyas seem different too. I mean, Shini Bailim, as we know, is discussed in the first paragraph of Tzvachim. That's what we're learning, right? Design of the base, the Gemara discusses, you know, Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailim for Pesach. That seems like a totally different sugya than the Mishnah here on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph in Pesachim. Shachtu Shol Ochlav, Shalom Minuyav, Larelem, Vitzmeim, Pasel. Even the Gemara, previous Gemara, speaks about Shini Bailim for Mosar Pesach, right? Doesn't mention anything about Shalom Minuyav. It seems like there are two different sugyas that are just talking about two different ideas. The context of the sugyas is different. Shini Bailim, Shini Kodesh is all about universal kachim, and even when we distinguish Pesach from the other Karbanos, it's in that, you know, background, it's against that background of the total story of Karbanos. The sugya of Shalom Minuyav is ensconced here in Tzachim, right? After the sugya of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim is the Mishnah on Shalom Shema is initial Nun Tesla base. And again, that discussion, Samachal Bay, Samachal. Then you have the Mishnah and Samachal and Aleph, and the continued discussion from there, La'ochlov. Basically, Shalom Nuyav is integrated into the discussion of Shalom Ochlov, Shalom La'Relim. It's not even the first on the list. It's Shalom, Shachtu Shalom La'Ochlov. We'll talk about the order soon. Shalom La'Minuyav. Right? And then La'Relim, well, it's made. So it's sandwiched between the din of Shalola Ochlin and La'Reil Mitzvah. These are very specific Korban Pesach halachos, they're not in a universal context. Not that, oh, the concept applies everywhere. Maybe Pesach has, you know, a special din. That's the Tzvachim, that's the previous Pesachim. This is very specific dinim about Korban Pesach, and Lola Minuyav is flat in the middle of the list after La'Ochlin for Mulim and Tehor. In the Rambam, you get this impression as well. Right? Basically, the dinim of Shini Bailim, together with Shini Kodesh and the uniqueness of Pesach, is dealt with in Hilchos Psuli HaMikdashim. We've just been talking about it. Right? Tezvav Yud Aleph, but also earlier, the references Tezvav Dalid, so on, to Tezvav Gimel, I'm sorry, to the uniqueness of Chatas and Pesach, etc. And the Din Shalom Minuyav, of course, is only discussed in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Even in Hilchos Korban Pesach itself, right, the Rambam has two different treatments. In Perek Beis Hilchos Korban Pesach, he deals with Leminuyav in the context of the others. Ein Shoftes HaPesach El Leminuyav, Sheyamet HaKosu HaAseh, Malamet Shemismanim Alev Kishu Chai. Then, Halacha Beis, Yochid Shoch HaPesach Liatzmo, Gimel, Ein Shoftes HaPesach El Mishroi Lecho, Dalin, is also about Chaburas, Hey, Shoftes Shalom Leminuyav, Olim Yishen Kolacha Nem Yochid Lecho Kizayis, Shoftes LaReilim, Olim Tzmeim, Then Vav, Shoftes Lemulim, Bezark Dam, Lashem Mulim. You know, all these dinim, Mishnah and Samach Aleph and Aleph and Aleph, are dealt with in the Rambam, the Perek Beis was called Pesach. Perek Dalet was called Pesach. The Rambam says, Kvar Dizvayer, the Hilchos Pesulei HaMakdashim, Shem Pesach, Ena Nishchat, El L'Shem Pesach, or L'Shem Bailav, Yim Shachtu B'Makshev as Shinu Yashem, you know, once again, the expression Shinu Yashem, same expression, right, that he uses in Pesulei HaMakdashim, Fossil. Yeah, the language on the Rambam in these places, very, very consistent. Actually, who mentioned to me the other day the language of the Persian tribes? Noah, right? The language of Persian Mishnayos in Zvachim about Akira Bittos is almost identical to the language in the Rambam in Yad Chazak, also. Rambam's languages are very, when that's so, it's a very ensconced cheat, obviously. So again, the Rambam has here the discussion, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, of Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. They don't say Kvar Biarti, you know, in Perek Beis about Shalom Minuyah. So Perek Beis is Shalom Minuyah in the context of the others. And it looks like Perek Dalet has nothing to do with it. Seems like it's completely separate. Again, the in terms of the Mishnayos, you should also note that the like the Mishnah talks about the Mishnah on Samach Gimel and Aleph Mitzachim. Shochet is a Pesach al HaKamei, it's on the Belosa, say. Rav Yudah Rav HaTamei, Rav Shimon Rav Pesach Bar Masar, Shmo Chaim Shem Ol Shmo Patar, Shar Kol HaZvachim, Ben Shmo Ben Shol Shmo Patar, Gemor Shmo Patar Ben Shol Shmo Chaim, Shar Kol HaZvachim, Ben Shmo Ben Shol Shmo Chaim, Chutz Min HaKata, Shoshok Tishol Ol Shmo. So, the Rambam talks about, again, the Shmo at least, also in terms of the Malkus of Shechita al Ha. So the Gemara has an elaboration on that. Nothing to do with Shalom Minuyah. So on the surface, if you just look at the Gemara and the Mishnayos and the Gemaras and the Rambam in Zvachim and the Pesachim, certainly the impression that you get is Shalom Minuyah is a special din in Korban Pesach, and Shinui Bailim is a universal din which also applies to Korban Pesach, but never the twain shall meet. They're just different. Okay. Certainly, this is the view of Tosas. Tosas on Samach Aleph, Kamed Aleph. Yibra Maschel v'Yitzkash discusses the problem. Table of Reim, Keimah Minuyo, Pasli, Benawad Avodos, Ayin Shini Bayim, Af Ochol, Yitzlu Benawad Avodos, Shomad Shalom Minuyo, Ayin Zah Shini Bayim. Shini Bayim, Le Pasli, Olam Ezrika. Yom Shochet, Om Kabel, Molech, Amras Nusrok, Vashem Acherim, Azor Vashem Acherim, Om Shochet, Om Kabel, Molech, Vashem Acherim, Kasher, Kippur alav nafkelan, shalom minuyav, haina shochet, shalom minuyav, lapasa alav b'shchita dafka, kinesit v'chosu, dafka v'pesach, alav b'shar karbonos. Tosas doesn't tell us how, he doesn't tell us why. Tosas just says, again, Havamina was, there's some sort of confusion here, and then Tosas says, don't be confused, again, without dispelling the confusion, but don't be confused, there's one halacha called Shini Bailim, which Tosas says, applies to all karbanos, which is ma'akim and pesach, but also which is limited only to zrika, or kabanas, kapara, zrika, and the other avodos, but it would apply to the other avodos, as we know. And there's another halacha called shalom minuyav, and that applies to shechita, shochet, shalom minuyav is a problem, not shochet, the kaparas, lola minuyav, or the zrika, shalom minuyav. Shochet, Shalom Minuyah, that's the Mishnah on Samach Al-Bah. Shochtu, Shalom Achla, Shalom Minuyah, Barela Mulitzvein, and so on. So Tosas, like the Rambam implicitly, seems to separate between Shini Bailim and Shalom Minuyah. The question is, but what's the difference between them? That Tosas doesn't tell us. Some of the Chronim make suggestions. Probably one could make even more suggestions. Obviously, the question of Shechita would be one nafkamina. That doesn't explain the difference. You might say, oh, there are two dinim in Shalom Minuya. There's one in Shalom Minuya, which is particular to Korban Pesach. And that applies not only in Zrika or in Lashem Zrika, but in everything else. And of course, it's a regular industry. By the way, being in the context of Zrika, or Lashem Zrika, if you have Kavanah Shalom Minuya, then you violate Shini Bailim as well. Maybe that's the point. The Mikvash David, I think somebody mentioned this week's other day as well, but I'm familiar with it. The Mikvash David in his Sefer suggests that there is a tangible difference between the two cases. And that is that Shinui Bailin is always L'shem some specific other Bailin. That's L'shem Shimon, L'shem Yehuda. Shalom Minuyav, he says, is even if you don't have a specific individual or group in mind. Right? It's Shalom Minuyav. It's the negative rather than, you know, being misasek, you know, associating it, you know, with some very specific. That could be enough, could be enough. The tzlach, I mentioned before, yeah. Sorry? It sounds, that's what I was going to say in a second. I think, but the question is whether Shem Chabura Harris needs to be specific is not clear. But I was going to make that suggestion a second ago, the opposite of I was going to say the opposite of Mikdashtav, meaning, or maybe just a little different, meaning either that you need more specificity in Shalom Minuyav, or maybe that it isn't enough that it's a, it's not a person, an individual, it's an individual who is Mimuna in a different Korban Pesach. That also might be a different problem. Meaning it's not, you know, whether you're, not you or him, it's that other person has to be Nimna in a different, you know, different Chabur. I think that's possible as well. Since it'll show us, I totally agree with you. But the Mikoshtav didn't see it that way. The Tzlach has another suggestion on the Tzlach Halakha Bala. Again, I think there's many more as well. The Achronim struggle with this issue. He says that Shini Bailim, as we know, is Rak L'Mechuyev Kapara Kimosa. And that's what we already discussed. If you have Shinui Bailin in Chatos, and it's L'Shem Shimon, but Shimon doesn't owe Chatos. Shimon owes an Ola. So it's Kapara Sheinu Kimoso. So then the rule is that that's not considered Shinui Bailin. However, says the Tzlach, if you're talking about Shalom L'Minuyav, it could apply even for somebody who's Shalom Kimoso. Shalom Kamoso and Shalom Aminuyav. Orel. Right? Let's say an Orel is considered Shalom Kamoso, or a Goy, Shalom Kamoso. Maybe they're even Mufgoyim from Korban Pesach. Nonetheless, that will be considered Shalom Aminuyav, even though it wouldn't be considered, you know, a standard of Shinui Bible. Okay. I agree with Stephen. For the language of the Mishnah, I would have said that the issue is l'chabura acheres, right, that I think has two implications, either the opposite of Mikdash David, or more to the point that you're not just picking a different person, but if I pick somebody who's not Nimna on another Korban Pesach, that's not Shalom Minuyah. If I pick somebody who Dafka is Manui on a different Korban Pesach, I'm trying to mix up the, you know, the chaburas, like to defy the distinctiveness of the chaburas, maybe that's the din of Shalom Aminuyah. I haven't seen it, but I think that's, for the language of the Mishnah, maybe that's possible. If there are two dinim, two separate dinim, could be that they overlap still, could be that many cases of Shalom Aminuyah are also cases of Shinui Bailin, but the point is that there would be two different issues. There also could be important nafkamina. For example, is there a psul of Taruvas Machshavos? Well, like we've been talking about, right? Let's say you have Lishma v'Shalom Lishma. Let's say you have L'Minuya v'Shalom L'Minuya. Let's say you have L'Shem Bailim u'L'Shem Bailim Acherim, or Lo L'Shem Bailim. Right, so what's the halacha in that particular case? So as we know, when it comes to Lishma v'Shalom Lishma, That's the Mishnah, both in Tzvachim and in Tzachim. It says that that's possible. But as far as Liminuyav, the Shalom Liminuyav is concerned, right, that's a Mishnah in Tzachim, Samech Aleph Omen Aleph. Same Mishnah. Shach the Shalom Ochel Shalom Minuyav L'Arel Mitzvei Impossible. Ochel Shalom Ochel Minuyav Shalom Minuyav Amul Amul Arelim Tzvei Amul Atahorim. All these cases, including Minuyav Shalom Minuyav, is Kasher. So wouldn't that prove that Shalom Minuyav is not Shinui Bailim? Or at least, it's not always Shinui Bailim? Possibly. Except that we're not 100% sure about this halakha when it comes to Shinui Bailim. And we talked about that last time. Right? Let's say you have the Shinui Bailim and a low, you know, the Bailim, the Shalom Bailim at the same time. So what we said last time was that according to the Rambam, in Perek, Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, right, it seems like the Rambam doesn't differentiate between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. In both cases, he thinks that there will be a psul. However, I think I mentioned that the Tzmach, the Sfasemis tried to make the deal in the Rambam that the example that he gives is, when the Rambam gives the example of the Shem, of the Shema, the Shema, the Shema, it's only in the Shema, the Shema, it's Ola and Chav, it's Ola and Chav, or Ola and Shlomo. He doesn't give the example of Reuven and Shiva. So he's the dyke from there that actually this enough to meet between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. So that would be, of course, you have to resolve that issue in Shinui Bailim before you can use it as a distinction between Shinui Bailim and Shalom Minuyah, but at least that's something to look at. Another possible distinction, like we said in those discussions, the Shinuye. Is there an Issa on the Shinuye or not? Let's say you did the Shkita, Shalom Minuyah. Again, if you do Shkita, Shalom Lishma, right, so it's also the Shinuye. Right, the next time you do an Avoda, you're supposed to do it properly. That's the Gemara. What about when it comes to Shalom Minuyah? Frankly, or Shalom Ochla, all these things. So again, when it comes to Shinui Bailim, we're just not so sure about that. And that was also part of the discussion in the Achronim, whether Shinui Bailim is like Shinui Kodesh when it comes to the Isur of Lola Shinuye. Is there an Isur at all? If there is an Isur, is it based on Loi Hashem, or is it based on the other pasuk that Rashi quotes in Menachos, Moses Asacha? So, again, it's possible that this would be a dafkamina between Shinui Bailim and Shalom Minuyah, but we're not 100%. Again, in light of the Chazon Ish's question, maybe that would be a dafkamina. The Gemara's consideration of being Machshir, Mosar Pesach, Shlomim, based on Shinui Bailim, right? But the Gemara concludes in the end that it doesn't work. What about Shalom Minuyah? Would it make, would there be a difference at all? The Chaim, we're not going to go into the whole of Chaim, it's very complicated, but the Chaim has two pieces on that are relevant to this general topic, both in what's called Pesach Perek Beis Halacha Vav. In the second piece, he starts off assuming that for the Rambam, that Shinui Bailim is at least included, that Shalom Minuyav includes Shinui Bailim for the Rambam. In the case of Shalom Minuyav, on Tzrika, in general, includes Shinui Bailim. I think he contrasts the Rambam with his understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel. So the picture of Rabbeinu Chananel distinguishes between Shalom Minuyav and Shinui Bailim. Again, Nafkamina being the question of Balad Avodos, as opposed to, as will there be an extension of Shalom Minuyav to Shkita, which of course the Mishnah has, and to, maybe even to Kabbalah and Holacha. He suggests another Nafkamina too, between Shinui Bailim and Shalom Minuyav. What if you have somebody who was roi la'achila v'sha shchita, but becomes in a roi by the time of the zrika? Again, that's part of a Chaim's analysis. Maybe the difference between Shinui Bailim and Shalom Minuyav. The point I'm trying to make is, that there are many people who think that Shlomo Binui and Shuni Bailim are different. I think the overall evidence is overwhelmingly, one would think, in that direction. But the question is, A, just practically, wherein lies the difference? B, conceptually, do they play different roles? And what are, three, what are some of the napkamina, you know, between? However, not everybody holds this one. There are two, at least, very prominent exceptions, with a couple of nuances. The first, of course, is Rashi. Rashi, in a few places, seems to say that Rashi here on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, in two places, seems to say that Shalola Minuyav and Shinui Bailim are one and the same. Aye, if that's true, so how do you explain that Shalola Minuyav applies outside of Zerika, or outside of Machsheva Zerika inside of Shkita? So that's what Rashi says. One second. Miu de'ein machsheves shmamina miu de'ein machsheves shini bailim b'shar avodos elam ken b'chashim achas mehem amnas lizrok abo b'shini kodesh shochat shalom shmah pasul tziv zevach shalom nizvicha l'shem shalom v'chein chatas v'shachar asol chatas v'chein pesach zevach pesach miu v'adai pesach she'ikaro l'baylov li'achel ba shochat shalom l'shem bailov L'achilo l'menuyin l'acherim pasul. So even though when it comes to Shini Bailim, right, Shchita l'shem Bailim acherim is kosher because Shini Bailim is limited to Zerika, when it comes to Korban Pesach, that's not true. But I've Korban Pesach she karo l'bailim, and why? Because he karo l'bailim l'achel. Therefore, shachta shalol l'shem Bailim l'achil l'menuyin l'acherim pasul. Basically, Tosfos Rashi is asking the question, how come Shini Bailim is always limited to either Zerika or L'shem Zerika, right? And all of a sudden, Korban Pesach Shalom Minuya is applied to Shechita. Instead of answering what I think Rambam would have answered, and what Tosfos does answer, which is, what are you asking me from Shalom Minuya for? Shalom Minuya and Shini Bailim are two different dinim. Instead, Rashi says, oh, yeah, dafka in the context of Korban Pesach, where Shechita and Bailus is so pronounced, dafka there, we have the rule that Shini Bailim applies to Shechita. Amazing idea. Al kocha b'chishev al ha-shechita l'chuda kamar lo amanas lizrok. Then later on, he refers to this again. Second. Abba Moshev Shalom Minuya, the Hainu Shine Bailim, he kore Bizrika, you know, Kenneth Shmait and Bizrika, the Kippur Lavalo Chaber. He quotes a possibility, Dira Masa Kamisha Yenom at the beginning, Kamisha Shachtu Bizmano Shalom Shabbat, Ishamati, Shinui Bailim, Eno Bizrika. Kuramin and Ein Machsheves Ochlin Bizrika. Since he thinks that Shinui Bailim is integrated into the discussion of Shalom Minuya, maybe even Shalom Yochlam. So when the Gemara has this whole discussion whether or not there is Machsheves Ochlam Mizrika, so that should impact on Shinui Bailim as well. So he quotes this view, a view, that says that Hidokanami, there's no Shinui Bailim Mizrika in Kof Kazakh. Rashi says that's not true. Can't be. Yes, Shalom Ach. The Machsheves Shalom Ochra Och Lav Minuyin Alav Heim U'Beshchita U'Degali Rachmana V'Lav Eshar Avodos. But the Machsheves Shalom Minuyin Dainu Shini Bailim Karav Ezrika. Meaning, not less than the regular Dainu Shini Bailim. Maybe it is. Again, if Korban Pesach is unique, singular Korban, and that maybe doesn't have Kapara at all, even if it has Kapara, its focus is on its Shechita and its Achila. Right, so maybe Shini Bailim is dafka b'shchita. Anyways, the point is that according to Rashi, Shini Bailim and Shalom Minuyav are basically one and the same. And this works pretty nicely with the Rashi on Nunvav Beis. right, they're the same. The adjustment of Korban Pesach is its special din of Bailos and Shtita. It's Rashi and Zvachim and Vavmeis and Mishnah who explains that the din of Achila, Dafka Leminuyam, depends on the Bailos, right, on the actual din of Mamanis ownership of the Korban Pesach. That's where the Grizz has his whole discussion. That works nicely for Rashi that Shkita, that Bailos in Korban Pesach is connected to the din of Shkita. The other Shkita is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, not Tosis, but Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, also thinks that Shalom Abinuyav is an extension of Shiri Bailos. However, he doesn't think that they're identical. In his opinion, the Shechita of Shalom Aminuyav and the Zrika of Shalom Aminuyav, or Shiri Bailin, are different. And there's Nafkamina. Nafkamina is going to be, what if you have Machshebes Leminuyav and Shalom Aminuyav together? Again, Mishnah says, when it comes to Shechita Leminuyav, the Shalom Aminuyav is Kosher, that's one of the things I quoted to try to establish, and maybe it isn't like Shin Island, but we're not so sure on Shin Island, right? So, Rabbeinu Tam says, that's Dafka and Shechita. But if it was Zrika Shalom Aminuyav, right, that's Shin Island of Kol Torah Kula. The Shin Island of Kol Torah Kula is not just a psula, it's a posa. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Pasach Bizmano, he says, Ika Tre Gavri. Machshevet Bailin, Shemachashim B'Shechita, O B'Kabbalah, O B'Holacha, Almanas L'Israel Gdamo Shalom L'Shem Bailin. That's the regular din of Shechita of Shiri Bailin, right? U'Bahi, Afilu Niktsas, She'ein Menuyin, Poslin, K'Nefarish Mitzvachim, Ainu K'Shul K'Lishma M'Shalom L'Shma. Actually, this is important a bit of time for the other reason, too, meaning a bit of time says that the din of L'Shma M'Shalom L'Shma Hosel applies to Shini Bailim as well. And that's number one, in general. And number, which we think is the Rambam holds, but 100% sure. Number two, that this applies even in Korban Pesach, Izrika, or Almanas Lizro, when it comes to Shalom Aminuyav. Because Shalom Aminuyav is a form of Shini Bailim, and Izrika is universal. Ikanami Machshav Acheres, says Rabbeinu Tam, She'ena b'shar zvachim, she'mechashe b'shchita shalol l'shem bailin. Now it's interesting, he doesn't call it shalol l'minuyo here. I mean, he's explaining shalol l'minuyo. He's interchanging these phrases. Right? When he wants to explain shini bailin, he talks about shalol l'minuyo, she'en minuyo. When he wants to talk about shalol l'minuyo, the concept of shchita, he talks about shini bailin. V'lo toli lo bezrika, u'bahi machshava, Lo ayri bezvachim klal ela bepsachim betavid eshchad, v'vahim achshava miktsas she'enan minuyin lo pasli. Nafka la'im achshava bepsachim miktsas nefasha pachosu. Different psukim. So you have the universal shini bailin, which is a posel, and then you have an application, a more moderate application of shini bailin nafka in pesach, which is a psul. Now, this in contrast with Rashi, I just don't know what Rashi would say. Rashi would say that very possibly would say that, you know, because of the adjustment of, you know, the role of Bailos and Shechita and Achila in Pesach, that Shalom Aminuyav of Shechita is treated in the same way that Shini Bailos is treated throughout. Again, well, that means that, you know, Bailim and Shalom Bailim is possible or kosher, that I still don't know. It depends what position he takes on that regarding Chatas and Ola and Shlomit. But in Rashi itself, there's no evidence, say that he holds a Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam says this is a form of Shini Bailim, but we're conceding already by applying this Shini Bailim to Shechita and Achila, and therefore it's a psul, not a posa, in theory. Then again, it continues. It says, "Rabbeinu, the Mefarshim Zochim Kolsu, The other thing is here, very important, sorry. Ubahim Akshav Miklas Shayminuyim, Lo Benafka, Ubahim Akshav Mitzvachim, this is the first of the Kosu. He says, Lo Rebbe, the Mefarish Mitzvachim, Tachosu, Banim Shomel, Lo Kher, Kosu, Kleze, Lo Dorishle, Lashona Kosu, Lo Hakim, Benafka, Lo Mikuba, Misharm Akshav, Lo Stapasli, Achanami, Pasla, Ach, there's another Kiddush of it. And it says that it depends on the Limud, but if you hold like Rebbe, and the Limud isn't a special Limud of Tachosu, in other words, if you derive Shalom Minuy of Beshchita from other Machshavos, so then you'll go against the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. It's pretty wild. And then you'll say that the Minuy of the Shalom Minuy of like every other Shini Bible is possible. Again, for Rashi, we just don't know. We know that Minuy of Shalom Minuy of Beshchita is not Posel, according to Rashi. That's a Mishnah. But we just don't know what he normally holds by Shini Bible. Now, in theory, one could also say the opposite. Right? One could say, in light of the role of Bibles and Shechita and that Ha'ara, that Shechita that Rashi quote, maybe this is Rabbeinu Chananel, the Samach Amud Aleph, the Girsa that Rashi quotes here, is that Ein Zrika Leminuyim B'Pesach at all. So you have the opposite of Rabbeinu Chananel. In other words, not a weaker expression of Shini Bailim in Shechita, but either an exclusive expression in Korban Pesach of Shini Bailim B'Shechita and not B'Zrika. Right? Certainly, you might say that it can't be strong. Maybe some other Nafkamina would be more. Okay, so let me just point out a couple of other things very quickly. Tosus disagrees, as we already pointed out. Tosus on Dimaso Vidiskash thinks that Shini Bayim Lechun and Shalom Minuyim Belechot. And just to point out that's Tosus Lashitasa. Tosus thinks that all the dinim of the Mishnah and Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, all these special dinim of Korban Pesach, are related or an extension of the idea of Shalom Aleph. Tosus says this in a few places. The Gemara, the continuation here on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Ketzer Shal Ochla, Ketzer Shal Minuyav. The Gemara says Minani Mili V'Tarvar B'Mitzas Malame Chit Pesach Nishchan El Minuyav. Yachal Shavta Shal Ol Minuyav Yerova Al Mitzvah V'Kasher Tamud B'Mitzas Tachos Kasher Shana Vlak. Rebbe Omer, that's what we're talking about. Lashon Sorsiu, Kadim Shom Lechaver, Kosli Kleze. So again, the Kodesh Rabbeinu Tam, Rebbe doesn't just make a comment. Tosus points out here that Rebbe just makes a comment. He's not arguing on anything. Kodesh Rabbeinu Tam, there's a really major machlokes in Rebbe and the Chachamim what the Makor is, and that will dictate whether or not the Machshavas Pasel is or not. Then he says, Ashkechan Shalom Minuyah, Shalom Achlov Minalan, Amakor Ishut Piachlo, Tachosu, Iskish, Ochlin, Liminuyin. So it's a strange Gemara. The Gemara says, well, we know the Makor of Shalom Yeruyin, right? And how do we know it's Shalom Ochlin? You learn it from Shalom Yeruyin based on Hekesh. Tosus was not bothered. Tosus turned around the Hekesh, basically. Tosus had the opinion that L'Ochav Minalan, Amarida, Reilim, Utmeim, Kula Nafke, Maikra, the Ishla Fiyakla. Kibla Matzi Ochli, Kashmi, Kula Shalom Ochlin. His view is everything is Shalom Le'achlov. The Chay Masha Pekdes Nesvachim, the Kamar, Kasavri, Ziknei Darim, Tamim Shach, Kabanoza, Pekpes, Matanim, Nichsas, Nefashim, Kanchen, Tetsu, Nishkan, Minuyav, Iskash, Ochul, Minuyav, Masha, Nehedin, Tamei, Nafkalei, Mihishla, Fi'achlov. And so on, Tosus goes on to repeat this in different ways. Tosus tells him, Masha Shachtu, and then, Tosus basically, that seems to be assuming, right, it's less explicit about Minuyah, but all of these are a function of Lahokha. The, again, Tosus, according to Tosus, the juxtaposition of Shalom Minuyah in between Shalom Ochlov and La Reilim Litzmeim would also point in that direction, because Arelin and Tmeim, those explicitly are a function of Shalala Ochla. So you have Shalala Ochla, Shalala Minuya, right? Le Arelin and Le Tmeim. Presumably, according to Rashi, all of them are a function of Ochlin, and that's probably how he would interpret the Mishnah in Tzvachim, right, that the Pesach is not Nechol Ela Leminuyav, meaning Shalala Minuyav is a problem of Achila. So every time you have Shalala Minuyav, it's not Nechol. That's a missing link, in other words. Ein Pesach Nechol Ela Leminuyav. What's the problem of Shalala Minuyav? But it's separate thing. Probably, that's a prerequisite for Achila. It's another example of Shalala. According to Tosis, when we encounter the Hooks Rav and Rav Chizda on some colorful days, right, Shachat Lemulim Rizrov Daman La'arelim, right, Huadin, that you could have said it, you could have asked the question about Ochlin. Torah Maishna Mishachat Lemulim La'arelim, Tritz the Hasam Yesh Machshaba Mulim B'Shchita, Achal HaPsichim Mulim B'Shchita, I'm sorry, that's not the right one. That's where it has the asterisk, right? Okay, correct. Himshachta l'minu v'amna shachat l'sheinam opshita the pasal l'kul alma ayinashiri b'aylam, etc. Miu nir l'ri d'achnami pligi v'shachat l'ochav v'amna shiyiskap l'sheinam ochlim kigon kola v'zakein pasal, etc. So basically, Tosis is telling us that in the case of Shalom Minuyav, there may be an overlap of Shinui Bailim in that particular case. But otherwise, all these cases are equivalent, and the Suffolk of the Gemara would apply to them equally. Namely, Izer Machsheves Ochlin Bizrika. That's the question of Rabba and Rav Chisda. And that would apply across the board to Shalom Ochlam, Arelim, the case of Barzal Arelim, Le Tmeim, and it would be also Le Minuyim, if not for the fact that Le Minuyim, in addition, has an overlap of Shini Bailim, which isn't what it is, according to the previous process, but it'll have an overlap in the case. This is how Rabbi Knager understood as well. Rabbi Knager on Samach Dei Samad Aleph was very upset with Rashi, very strange Rashi's here. Rashi is trying to explain the machlokas between, you know, b'ha'kra kamifla givinitzol l'chaper alav. So Rashi says, we're talking about it because she skaper ba'arelim dekama she'in minuyim. Mishumach sheva shalola minuyim kamri, haba minuyim olav v'shachtu lemulim, she'in ami minuyim lizrog damar leminuyim, arelim shebehem levadam, tavakul izrika l'arelim minuyim, tkul am apostol, ba'arelim she'in minuyim, mishumach sheva shalola minuyim, pligi, etc. That's the Rashi. So Rabbi Knager on that Rashi says, I don't understand, I don't know why Rashi is fiddling around Shalom Minuyav with Shini Bailim. Why not just say, Shalom Minuyav is Aser Bachila, because that's the Mishnah in Tzvachim. And the problem is, what is Shalom Ochlin? I think the answer is, because Rashi didn't think that Shalom Minuyav is a din of Shalom Ochlin. Rabbi Knager is projecting Tosis' view that all the cases in the Mishnah are all a function of Shalala Ochla, he's projecting that onto Rashi as well. But just to finish this off, the Rambam, I think, clearly does not take that view. On the one hand, the Rambam, I think, distinguishes between Shini Bailim and Shalala Minuyav, as we already discussed. He discusses Shalala Minuyav in Perek Beis. He has Shini Bailim in Perek Dalet, everything that we discussed. But in addition to that, I think it's clear that the Rambam thinks that, if anything, the relationship between Shalala Minuyav and Shalala Ochlav is reversed. And I think the key to it is two things. Number one, the Rambam order and his rereading of the order of the Mishnah. Here in Parvez, the Rambam starts off, Ein Shofet Zapasach Elal Minuyav. The first of these dinim that he speaks about, not the first one in the Mishnah, which is Shalala Ochlav, and the Mishnah is Shalala Ochlav, then it's Shalala Minuyav, right? And then it's the others. Especially if you think that it's all a function of Shalala Ochlav, like Tosfos, you have to start with Shalala Ochlav, And anyways, the Mishnah starts that way. So both, you know, being a good soldier and following the order of the Mishnah, and conceptually, that's really the category, that's what you should begin with. The Rambam instead starts with number two, Shalom Midriya. Ain't Shokin Tatasa Kalamidriya, Shenemar Tachosu Alasem Alamed She Misnanba Mismanim Olam Kishuka. Then he has, several halachas about this. Ain't Shokin Tatasa Kalamid Sheroi Lachol, that's halacha Gimel, that's finally gets its Shalom Alkala, the Echel Ibn Echabur, Kata, Mazaki, Chola, etc. That's finally halacha Gimel. And then Ein Eosim Chavura, halacha Deh, Dalet, Hey, Shokta Shemala Minuyam. If you look at halacha Hey, he has the list of the Mishnah. So again, the list of our Mishnah, Shalom Alcha, Shalom Minuyam, etc. Around that, Shokta Shalom Minuyam, Olamish, Hein Kalacham Dehem, Yachal Lacham Kazayis, Osha Shokta La Relim, Olatmeim, Pasol. The Rambam rewrote the order of the Mishnah. Why did he do that? I think, according to the Rambam, even Shalom, L'Ochla, is a function of Shalom, L'Minuya. It's interesting when he talks about the Irbud, Shachtu, L'Mishu, Yachol, Lechol, L'Mishu, Emi, Yachol, Lechol, then he goes back to the order of the Mishnah. Then he has Achila, and then Minui, etc. But more telling than he's going back to the order of the Mishnah is his initial changing of it, both when he has the halacha, restatement of the Mishnah of halacha Hay, and in the order of the entire base, it seems that the Rambam is setting everything up as if the Minuya is the key ingredient. And I think it's also telling that, this isn't my horror, but I don't know how other people apply it, but people have noted that the Rambam doesn't quote the last line in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Amin Bav, the line that says, about Pesach, you know, that it's Eino Nechol Shalom L'Minuya. In the Rambam, it never says anywhere that somebody who is Shalom L'Minuya is usher to eat from Pesach. It doesn't say it anywhere. And that's a huge ikachasim in the Sefer if you want to say that Shalom L'Minuya is really a function of Shalom Ocha. Now, there are two interesting discussions about these Rambams here. Sounds very complicated about Lamulim and Mizrika and Shechita. I'll talk about this for one more minute. But it's interesting that if you look at the Reb Chaim kind of went in the direction that I'm suggesting, but for very different reasons. And that is that Shalom L'Ochlov is kind of a function of Shalom L'Minuya. In the Chisha Grama grid, the Rav and his father went in the other direction. They really thought, and according to the Rambam, the requirement of Minui is a function of Hechsher Achila. But not in the technical sense that, you know, oh, L'maisa Mishen Amadui is also a Lechol, so it's like Chola the Zaken, because L'maisa Yidun Shita, some of them can't have the, you know, the payoff, but more in terms of the Shear in the Korban itself. It has to be a Korban which is omeid, know, L'Achila by its Bible. So it's not a practical thing, it's more of a conceptual thing. But that's interesting, the Chisha Grama Grid, both of Chaim and the Chisha Grama Grid are suggesting that there's a link between Shalom Ocha and Shalom Minuyam. In the Rambam, the question is in which direction? Shalom Minuyam is the basis for the Psul of Shalom Ocha. I mean, Shalom Ocha is always a problem of Shalom Minuyam in a certain sense, or it's an improper Minuy if he's not Roy L'Achila, or vice versa. That's why I say Reb Chaim has this discussion. What will happen if somebody, B'Shas Shechita, was Roy L'Achila, and he became inner Roy L'Achila, B'Shas Zrika. But at the time of the Shechita, he was fine. Do we really, does that make a difference, you know, or not? In terms of Shuni Bailim, in terms of Shalom, I think the fact that the Rambam doesn't quote the Mishnah is a very telling issue. In Sefer Yitzchak Sajagon, he notes this, and he also points out the Rashi Shantz in his Peirush on the Sifra explicitly says he doesn't think there's a psul, or there's an isar, I should say, of achila of shalom minuyah. Rather, it might create a psul machshava. In other words, if you have machshava shalom minuyah b'shashchita, so then that's posel the car. But does it mean that it makes, that if you're not a manui, that you can't eat this particular kind of pesach? If you do, you may not fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That's a different story. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the idea that being a manui is a condition for heter achilas Pesach, according to the Rashi Shantz at least, is not the Jalal Pasha. So I think in the end, it turns out that just the way the Rambam formulates everything, that Shalom Minuyav is a key, is the linchpin, really, of the whole parak and of all of these halachas. Ironically, I don't think it matters so much whether you build up Shkita and Achila, and Bailus and Shkita and Achila, or you build up the concept of Minui and Chabura. I think in both cases, underlying both of those views, different views that we're talking about, is still the idea that the Grizz tries to develop, and that we're suggesting can be developed even much, much further. And that is the idea that Korban Pesach is just a different kind of a carbon, number one, a very singular carbon, but again, one which is an expression of bilus, and what Ikro Lachilo L'Shem Bailim, the whole idea of bris, and connection to Mila, and things of that sort, all of these things, whether it's expressed by, the Achila, or it's expressed by the new category of a Kabura, of a Minui, etc., in terms of a category of bilus and population, I think both these point in many respects in the same direction. And then this one final Ha'ara, that is that Rav Chaim suggests that the argument between the Rambam and Baalei Tosfos may also connect to another question. Again, Rambam's view is, just to again, highlight what we said previously, but a little bit more, again, the Baalei Tosfos view is that when the Gemara has a Safek, Rabban or Chizda, whether Shochet La Relim, right, Shochet Lebulim, L'Shem Kaparas Arelin, for the Yesh Machsheves Zrika Ba'arel, okay, the Baalei Tosfos view is that you can pretty much substitute that for the other ones. Right? Maybe even Shalom Minuyav, if not for the fact that there's a Shini Bailim component, but it's all really the same, because it's all in Achila. Moreover, Tosfos also holds that the idea of Mechashvim in Avoda Lavoda is very much zeroes in on the first Avoda. It also says, certainly, what if you had a situation not of Shchita Lamulim L'Shem Kaparas Arelim, let's say you just had Zrika L'Shem Arelim. Right? So it also says that would not work. That certainly would not work. It's only because you're bringing the Zrika in the context of Shchita, and Yesh Shchita L'Yesh Arelim L'Shchita, that you can have this Zaha. The Rambam says the opposite. And Rambam seems to say two things. Number one, you can't substitute one for the other. You know, there's a difference between RL and Oakland. And number two, according to the Rambam, it's much easier to talk about Zrika L'RL than it is to talk about Shchita L'Mulim L'Shem Zrikas. Exactly the opposite of the Baalei Tosfos. That's the Rambam here in Halacha Bav. Rambam says, Shachtu L'Mulim L'Zorak Adam, again, Shachtu L'Mulim L'Zorak Adam L'Shem Mulim L'Arelim Pasa. Shazrika Chamura Shehi Ikar HaKarban. This is a very important Rambam. This is not clear at all in the Mishnayos or in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, if you have L'Shem Mulim V'Arelim in Zrika, even though you have both, right, it's a poso. Right, the pashas of the Mishnah is that the particular Korban Pesach halachos are never a poso. Rambam is mechadesh that Zrika, even though Korban Pesach is ikar l'achila, right, and even though the kapara component one would think is downplayed, the principle shazrika chamura shehi ikar karban applies to Korban Pesach as well. Again, opposite, I would say, of the tendency of the girsa that Rashi quotes, that maybe even Shini Bailim is limited to Shechita and doesn't apply to Zrika, because Zrika and all that, kapara, is muted in Korban Pesach. I'm saying, no, In Korban Pesach, like in every other Korban, Zrika is still Ikara Korban, and for that reason, the Shem Mulim V'Arelim will be Pasol, even though the Shem Mulim V'Arelim will be Kosher in Shechita. The Ram's also assuming, which tells us that it's not true, right, that L'Shem, of course, if it was simply L'Shem Arelim V'Zrika, that would certainly be Pasol. It's Kol Shekein. The Tosas think that that is wrong. They think that the only time the Safek is in Shechita L'Shem Zrika, Zrika alone would be nothing. Then the Ram goes on to say, Shachtel L'Mulim Shein Yiskaperbo Arelim. That's only Paskin, that's also Pasol. Shar Yesh Machsheves Arelim Bezrika. And he adds, Shachtu L'Ochlav Lizrog Damo Shalol Ochlav. A Pesach Kosher V'Enon Amietzu V'Chavoso She'ein Machsheves Ochlim Bezrika. Exactly what Tosa says, which is, you can substitute what the Gemara is arguing about in terms of Arelim. You can substitute Shalol Ochlav. The Rambam says explicitly that that's wrong. Kind of tries to suggest that some of these things are l'shitasam, and that it's also connected to an argument about mechashim me'avoda l'avoda, whereas the Balitosis think that mechashim me'avoda l'avoda is always a function of the avoda itself. In other words, if you are shochet almanas lizrok, right, and something which has an iffy kind of a zrika, you know, then that's a better possibility for psul than just being zorah. Because the Mekashim, the Avodah L'Avodah, is a function of the first Avodah, not of the second. And the Rambam, as he points out correctly based on this Rambam, the Rambam says, no, when it comes to Zrika is stronger than Shechita Amanas Lizrok. Shechita Amanas Lizrok, if it's Lamulim Vila Arelim, will actually be Kasher. But Zrika Amanas Mulim and Arelim is actually going to be possible. That's because the Rambam thinks that the Bilim Chashim Avoda Lavoda is about the Zrika, it's about the second Avoda, in other words, not the first Avoda. And that's the Rambam L'Shitaso, because that's exactly what the Rambam says in the Chashim Avoda Lavoda. The Rambam says that talks about the Chashim Avoda Lavoda, that talks about the Salaka specifically. He says that it's a function of the second avoda rather than the first avoda. So Chaim tries to work out how these elements are interesting. Okay. Should we stop here? Should we do another few minutes to start Nola? How far do people get Nola? I think we just did all the Marmakomas we did on the Pesach part. Start Nola or should we? No, we'll start here. Another 5 minutes. Okay, no, that's 24 minutes. So just to get started. So the Gemara here, I mentioned at the very first year that this first paragraph of Zvachim is also a good venue for analyzing some of the specific Kobonos and different avodos, both just the shakotatarias, you know, the kind of things that the Gemara points out, where they try to make a limud from one to the other, as well as in terms of the different avodos. So this 5 minutes is to Agdama for it. So the Mishnah says that Kol Hazvachim Shenispu Shlosh Mom Sheherin, El Shol Levan Lishim Kova, Chutzun HaPesach Vachatas, as we know, Pesach Mizmano, Chatas Kol Zman. Then the Mishnah quotes the position of Rabbi Eliezer. As it says, Afa Asham, Asham too. Right? The Mishnah explains, Amar Belazar, Achatas Baal Achet, Ha Asham Baal Achet, Ma Achatas Psula, Shalom Lishma, Afa Asham, Pasul Shalom Lishma. If both Achatas and Asham are Baal Achet, even though they're different Chataim, so if Achatas Lishma is Ma'akev, then Asham Lishma should be Ma'akev as well. That's the argument of Rabbi Eliezer. Sounds like a good argument. So the question is, why do we distinguish between Chatas and Asham? And that will lead for, not this next topic, but the one after that, we'll talk about Asham. The discussion between Abu Lazar and the Tanakhama raises another question. And then, let's say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't pass on Abu Lazar, right? Abu Lazar says, Asham's Baal Achet, so it's the Shema Shabimaki. So is Asher the only thing that's Baal Acher? Only Chatas and only Asher? What about Ola? Right? Is Ola Baal Acher or not? That's really the question I'm asking. And if so, if it is, then how come Rabbi Eliezer, who's so adamant about Asher, why wasn't he equally adamant about Ola? Now there's a Mishnah, and an Aleph Beis, which tells us that Omar of Shimon ben Azai, right? Mekuvel ani mipi Shivan Zakenim, Zakam Yom Sheshiva as Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshiva Shekola Zachim Nacham Shinizm Shalom Shman, Kshem Shalom Ad Mishem Kol, Vachutz Kepetzel Kachatas, Vahisif Hosef ben Azai, Elah Ha'ola, Vahodol Chachamim. So there was a, here's a mandamar, that Ola, Lishma is Ma'ake. Is that based on the fact that it's Mechaper? So the Gemara, the base of the base, doesn't seem to think so. Gemara says, Amar Buna, my time in the Benazai, Ola, who he shall react to Chach Hashem. He, Lishma Ksheira, Shalom Lishma Ksu. Asham Nami, Ksivehu, Ahu Lachar Tarsi Muri. And so on. I would learn from a Kalvachomer. Right? Machat Hashenu Kalil, Shachta Shalom Shema Pasa Oshun Kalil, like Kolshkein. Malachat Hashekein Mechaperes. Then the Gemara says, Pesach Yochiach, etc. So it seems that even the Mandamar, who holds that Ola is Ma'akev Lishma, that it's not based on the consideration of Mechaperes. It's based on the consideration of Kalil, the Mizbeach, but the assumption seems to be that it's not Mechaper. This idea that Ola is not Mechaper is said, again, stated explicitly here under the base on base, even, which makes it more significant, where one would have thought that that might have been the basis for this Ben Azai Shifa, but apparently it's not. And, of course, this idea that Ola is not Mechaper also comes up in several other Gemaras that we've encountered. Again, two more minutes for the setup, and then we'll stop. The Gemara in Hei Amud Aleph, which talks about whether you can learn the dinim of Shini Kodesh from one karban to the other. So, Mal Ola Shein Mechaperes, towards the bottom of the page, the Gemara says, Amrabai Hashem, Dimiratzi Lamatzis Hamitz, Kavachomer Meola. Mal Ola Shein Mechaperes, Shein Mechaperes, Hashem Shein Mechaper, Enodin, She'eno meratzin. So the Gemara says, "Mala Ola she'kin kalil." So Ola's strong suit seems to be that it's kalil. But the Gemara seems to be saying, several places, the Mishnah is the Gemara, that it's not mechaper. The Mishnah and then Bavu Deis also, we already saw, right? The Shisha Devarim of Lishma. So in the end of the Mishnah, we're told, Asham. Chatas v'asham l'shem chet. Why not Ola l'shem chet? Right? Apparently Ola is not about chet. The Mishnah on Pei Tesam Aleph, likewise. The Mishnah talks about Kedima. The Mishnah says, Kolam ha-kudish v'chavero, kodim v'schavero. Dama chatas, kodim v'dama Ola. Why? V'pnei shu maratzeh. Meaning Ola is not Maratza. These are some of the indications, there are more of them. The Gemara in Avzayinu base talks about Ola being a Doron. Right? In terms of Nevz Echatas and an Asham, Echatas and an Ola, I'm sorry. The Gemara says on Zayinu base, you always bring the Echatas first. Why? Echatas lama ba, l'chaper. Lama l'fnei Ola. The praklit shenichnas ritzah praklit nichnas doron acharon. This consists of the earlier statement. Amar Rava, Ola doronu. Either like a tshuva zever chashoyim teva, either ika tshuva atanya avra mitzvah sasei v'shavlo zozim shama shemokula. Shema mino doronu. Okay. So there are a number of gemaras that seem to say that Ola is a doron, Ola is a kalil, but Ola is not mechad. The problem is, there are some other Gemaras, including Bava Menalev, which does speak, seem to think that Ola is connected to Kapara. Whoever wants to know, Yiboilua, say Galacha Afrasha Mechapra, Olo Mechapra. Right? Everybody says that's Gemara Samad Ola. Is Ola Mechaper on the violation of an Asay, Galacha Afrasha? It's Mechaper. Right? What do we mean by that? And there's several other Gemaras in that direction as well. Gemara Bav Zayin, which we talked about already, right? Chatos Sheshacht Al Mishu Mechuyv Chatos Psula, Al Mishu Mechuyv Olek Sheira, Vechipra Lov Alov 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 Chavera, Chavera Dumi Dedei, Vechuyv Kapara Kimoso. Tricky. Right? He's Chayv and Ola, it's not considered Kapara Kimoso of the Chatos. That means it's no Kapara, or it's just not Kapara Kimoso. Not so cool. The Gemara in Yuma, Lamed Vav, based on Tosefta, says explicitly that Ola comes, Gemara talks about Smicha. Gemara says that Ola comes, and Ola you do Smicha, and you do Bindui on Smicha. L'shei mitzvah sase, Gemara says what? Mitzvah sase, mitzvah slo sase, shenitak, lase. So like there is Kapar. The Pasuk says in Ayikra, the Nirtza lo, Lechaper alav. Pashas of the Pasuk, the Nirtza lo, Sri Tzui. Lechaper kapara. So, that's the question. We'll stop here, but the question is, there is kapara for Ola, or not? How do we navigate the conflicting psukim slash, especially Gemaras, number one. And number two, if there is kapara, so how come even Rabbi Eliezer is not taking up the case or the cause of Ola? How come even Ben Azai, who's including Ola, Lolishma's Ikum, isn't explaining it in this way? And how would we explain all the various other evidence? Okay, so we'll continue with this on the Thursday. And remember, at 5 o'clock, we have a guest lecture.